there, siblings. I'm Stephen White.
And I'm Lacey Finley.
The host of Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo.
Ugh, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It gets easier the more you say it.
Each week, we discuss all the big headlines in gaming.
We also do game reviews, developer interviews, and retrospectives on the industry.
All of this while going on multiple tangents about whatever strikes us in the moment.
Hey, listen, did you happen to watch that TV show I recommended to you?
Stephen, focus.
Oh, right. Follow Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo on Twitter and Instagram.
And find Super Mega Crash Brothers Turbo wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys. Here's to past Bill. Bye.
Hello, and welcome back. Yes. Here we are, back again, once again, for the Renegade Master B4 Bow. Bow to the people. What? Right, it seems to be in peso for some reason. On the, on the wonderful planet of Mota. Right, where am I going to head off to? I forgot what I was doing. Anyway, welcome back to the, Bill's panicking because Rich is getting really far ahead of him in the game after watching his Twitch. Oh, I've got a fair bit of chunk of money behind me. Oh, I want to save it. I want to get a ceramic knife. I don't think any of this is even any good. It's carbon enamel. Carbon shield? No, shield's going to waste a spot of power. Yeah, screw you, hippie. Goddamn hippies. Sorry. That's purely South Park talking. Don't think I need any items. Why did I come here? I must have come here for a reason. Scamp, blah, blah, blah. Did I want them? No. Don't care. Right, there's a little bit of wind. Let's see if I can bring my coat and jacket up. Protect myself. You've already seen loads of scraping now against my coat. Right, I really... maybe I should watch the videos I just do before I come back. Right, they all seem pretty decent health. Rolf's level 8, Nye's level 14, Rudo's level 7. Rudo's got a shotgun. I don't know why I'm here. I'm just going to piss off. I'm going to piss off back to the motherland. Should I teleport? No, I'll grind out a few more cash, see if I can buy a scalpel from the next town over. I always do that. If you come out of a town, it dumps you at the bottom, because I want to head north, I go straight into the town. Yeah, anyway, let's get into the tubes. Yeah, just blow into the tube. Yeah, it's heading north through the tube. Oh, I can fast forward. Yes. Sorry, last couple of ones I've done, I'd forgotten to move the area where the fast forward button is, because I couldn't touch it before. Now I can. Head south. Kill a few poisonous bees. Oh, I came back to buy an escape. Escapey, didn't I? My guy's level 15, excellent. Did I buy the escapee? Who has items? Rolf, you have items. Next. Here's a lot of monomite. Nye. Next. Oh, she has an escapee and a telepathy. Excellent. Next. Nope. No. Oh, good. Alright, here we are, killing some things. All dead. Oh man, fast forward on them, it was awesome! That's so good! Right, here's the weapon shop. And a few things that didn't get blown up. Oh, wind!
Let's hope the wind doesn't affect the stream.
Oh man, the streaming knife's 2,800.
son of a... I'm $600 short. Right, sorry. Right. We're going to Shura, people. I'm going to bloody finish this dungeon. See, I'm pretty much, you know, just one round of fighting is now killing most enemies in these areas. Yeah, man, fuck you, Locust. You didn't whack still. You just battered me, man. I say battered, he got the first hit off. Rolf is pretty strong now as well, he just pretty much one-shots things. Rudo's got a nice little shotgun, which has a little spatter. There's decent damage. Nine's doing 9 and 10 damage. Oh, look at that. So, yeah, with the shotgun, if Rolf hits one thing, it does, like, 16 damage. If he hits two things, it does, like, 10 to each. But I like the scatter effect. See, I'm just ploughing this stuff. Maybe I should just grind out for the ceramic knife. Nah, come on. I need to catch up to Rich. Damn you, Rich. How dare you just, you know, do loads of weekend streaming and get ahead of me. Damn you, Rich. I'm coming for you, boy. Hence why I doubled the speed of the game. I know it's probably not strictly as the game intended, but I don't care. It's as I intend. Metanica speaks. Two locusts and two mosquitoes. Yeah, so I feel like I'm pretty au fait with the battle system now. I've realised the fact that, you know, you get multiples of enemies and they appear, but you only get two sets, if that makes sense. So like then I had one set of locusts where there's two locusts and I had a set of bees. Sometimes you can get three bees and one locust, but only ever two types of enemies. There you go, another two locusts and another two mosquitoes. Everything's going hit me, is that one shot? Nine hits the locust twice. Double scout shot, wow, 19 on both. Ah, oh, the shotgun's boss, man. I love the shotgun. It's a good purchase, that. 800 masetas, well spent. Ah, masetas. Reminds me of when I was younger and I used to go to Spain and their currency was the peseta. Pesetas! Very sort of Spanish feel, a lot of the things in this game. Even like the names from Phantasy Star 1 were very Spanish feeling. Anyway, so yeah, I'm in the Shura dungeon now and I've been walking around. If you can hear me. What's the volume like? Oh, I think it's quite loud. Or yeah, annoyingly, the volumes have to be different between Phantasy Star and the Pokemon Let's Plays. Oh, right. I've reached the second floor. So I want to go... Yeah. Lefties. So yeah, on the second floor, I'm heading east. Because I know I've got to go all the way around to get to the other part of the third floor. That goes down, that goes up. I can't remember, because there's a second half to the second floor. Do I care about it? No, I don't. I'll look on a guide later. Yeah, because it's only taking me like a minute to get to this point. If I need to go explore this, the third floor, eastern side a bit more, I'll go up there. But I know I want to head west. Go west, life is peaceful there. Man, what are you missing for, Rolf? What's wrong, man? You feeling out of sorts today? It's nice, fucking smashing it. I figured it out because you've got all these teleports down to go to the items in the locked cases. I'm going to get the key when I'm on the fourth floor because I saw Rich do it last night. Damn you, Rich! Ooh, three spinners. That's a new one on me. Again, all down in one round, pretty easy. Yeah, because I saw Rich get the small key from the very last dead guy in this dungeon. Right, so this should be the the final section. So yeah, because I was thinking it's really annoying that all these cases are locked, but actually it's to one's advantage. Right. Now, I am going to do one thing. Ooh, what the hell's a pulsar? Ooh, it took a bit of damage. I got two of those weird little Michelin carrier things. And they're dead. Can't use any items yet, that's good. Right. I'm sure I'm going to do a save state here, guys. You know. I think
I think. I walked here and I fell off. Oh, I must have like accidentally hit up or something. So I'm not falling off now. Right, I'm through. Right, okay, what's to the east? Dead end. Oh, there's a box there. Oh, man. That's got my... It's got me twitching now. Maybe I should have gone up on the east side. Ah! Alright, don't worry about it. Calm, Bill. Right, heading west. Go west. So I managed to walk around the little ledge on the third floor, which is where if you walk off the edge, you fall down to the second floor, which I did last time, three times. And I was walking off the same... I feel like I've just done that same bit twice, but... And both times it plonked me down, but for some reason it didn't this time. That was the main reason why I did a save thing. Yeah, there we go, going well south. Okay, so I've headed all the way west, east, east, oh god. Right, I've headed all the way to the right, right of the screen, and now I've gone south. And doesn't seem to be anything right at the bottom, but there's a little area where I can go east. Three spinners, I'm starting to get some decent enemies on this level at the moment. Aha, teleport. Okay, dead body. I need to inspect. Those are the bodies of the scoundrels. I wonder if the biohazards killed them. Yeah, of course they did. Fool. Alright, let's go west first. There's another body. Same thing, just wonder if the biohazards killed them. Some locusts and mosquitoes. Gotta swat some flies, people. Right, and that's the end of that area. That's pointless. Okay, spinners and two armorants. Now, armorants are slightly more powerful creatures. Yeah, I shouldn't have too many problems. Rolf was paralyzed for a second there, but Rudo's shotgun blast has taken care of those pesky ants that are armored. So, he's dead. Let's go up. Can I go this way? Oh, what's bees? Oh, what's a buzzer? That's a new one. It's kind of normal sort of bee-like creatures, but they're like red in colour. Anyway, they died easy enough. Ooh, a chest. Silph ribbon. Sill ribbon. What's a sill ribbon? Alright, Rolf's picked it up. Nothing happens. So you can't use it. I assume you can equip it. Nia. Hate to sound sexist. Oh, so she's got a ribbon on her head. So yeah, this should be for her. What? Ah, man. Right. Mechanics. Right, so as an item, Rolf picked it up because he's the first in line. I need to give the silver ribbon to Nye. There we go. And then back into the menu, back into equip, back to Nye. Back to next, back to seal ribbon. Oh man, that's complicated. Ooh! Ooh, hang on, let's go back. I think that was quite an increase. Right, so Neil's got the ribbon increase, so she's got attack, agility 51, attack 41, defense 46. I equip the seal ribbon. Yeah, and her defense goes up 9 points to 55. Yeah, that's a decent jump. Excellent. She should be a bit better equipped now. Let's give her. Let's use up one of her monomites. She was getting a little bit damaged. Alright, I don't know if I've got much else places to go. So I'll just head north. Okay, I'm definitely encountering slightly tougher enemies on this floor, which is nice. Can only help the grind. Ooh, what the hell is that? An amoeba. an amoeba. Probably not saying that right. Yeah, it's like a see-through type creature with one red eye. Again. Party destroys them in one. Good guy. Good work, guys. That's a dead end. Ah, so many dead ends. Right, north, north, north. More amoebas. They kind of look like see-through dittos. Oh, it sort of throws part of itself at you as an attack. That's cool. Right, I think north. Oh, man, another dead end. I'm clearly not in the right place. Maybe I'm supposed to go south, then north. Yeah. Two pulsars, dead. Party takes care of them easily. Right, yeah, that's all dead ends, that's dead ends. That's where I got the seal ribbon, so let's go this way. That's a dead end. Right, let's go south, this dead body. Because I pretty much explored all the way west, all the way north, so there's nowhere else for me to go. I've got to go south and east. That's three more Nebas, in case you're wondering. I'm sure you weren't. Alright, here we go. I seem to have found myself a little linear path. Ooh, wasp being two buzzers. Man, everything's just going for night at the moment. Right, I'm going to use another monomite. I think the idea of this is that you're supposed to use, like, buy a load of healing items. Right, monomite. No, not on Rolf. That was a mistake. Okay, let's use Rolf. I'm sure he's got a monomite. Monomite. Use. Now, I'm pretty sure monomite and dynamite actually do the same thing. I think dynamite actually does a bit more healing. But, the idea of this game is you're supposed to... Because the dungeons get quite deep and dangerous. You need to pick up some items, take them with you, use your items, and then start blinding through your TP. But when you start blinding through your TP, you need to be thinking of an exit strategy. Either walking out or teleporting out. Because you need to make sure you get out. Once you get out, you can hopefully get back to town without too much trouble. Ooh, my game's level. She has a new technique. Maybe it's like super heal. That's been quite useful, the healing. Right, getting around this little thing. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Ooh, another dead body. I was going from left to right, so I'm going to go, once we get out of this fight, I'm going to go left and see if that takes me around to the dead body on the floor. Hopefully that should be right. Otherwise, let's go around to the right. Yes! Excellent. Good guess, Bill. Follow the map. Not the map. Ooh, then maybe something inside this pocket. Find a small key. Ralph's got to hold a small key. And a letter. Right, let's read this letter out, shall we, people? You excited? Rolf. Ruff. Letter. Use. The note says, Dom. Who's Dom? I recognise the name Dom. Is that the guy who's trying to rob us? Oh yeah, that's the guy blocking the path. I have your daughter locked in Nido Tower. Play 50,000 Mercedes in 1 month if you ever want to see her again. To get the money, Dom turned to crime. Oh. Was that... Did the scoundrels know that? Was that part of their notes? He turned to crime? So yeah, I think that's just to say to you. Remember that guy? Remember that guy he wouldn't go anywhere near? Because he was robbing people. Despite the fact you're part of the, like, space police force or whatever it is. But you wouldn't go anywhere near that guy. Yeah, Rolf, because you were being a bit of a pussy. Yeah, let's check this way. Yeah, it's a dead end. Good. Right, okay, so... I could teleport out, but I want to get the items that are all locked up. All locked up nice and safe. Because I've now got the key to open them. What's the mechanic like this? Am I going to have to use the key every time I get to one of the safes? Or is it just going to let me open it? I hope it just lets me open it. This game's not known for being too kind. Ooh, Rudo gained a level. That's good. Good news. I want Rolf to gain more levels, though, because he's a powerhouse. With his big sword, and his soon-to-be ceramic blades. Three Nebas are attacking me. Rudo shotgun and blaster here. Takes care of all of them! I have no idea what I'm going to sound like on this. I've had a bit of a sore throat and a cold the last couple of days, so I assume I'm going to sound quite groggy, almost like the first episode. But hopefully I'm a bit more infused. I'm trying my best. I want to be infused. I'm going to be infused with magic. I'm pretty pleased with the seal ribbon that I got for the night, though. That's got some... She seems to be doing a lot better with the hit she's taking. She's still getting absolutely battered by everything at the moment, but her health's going down a lot slower, which is nice to see. Three more Anivas. Rolf down in one. Nye hits it twice. Down. Dead. Shotgun. Dead. 3 points. Not some sinkers. This is the first dead body, so up and to the left, right, and that's my exit. That's my exit strategy. Oh, sorry. Damn that bit of my phone. I like it when your neighbours attack you. They sort of like splice off part of their body and throw it at you. Right, there's my teleport. So there's no teleport there. Oh yeah, I need to go down the floor. Oh, I could just fall. No. I was going to say, I could fall down the floor, but I don't want to. I want to teleport down. No, not teleport down. Yeah, I want to I want to use the teleport things to get down to the second floor so that I can work my way back and open up all the chests in the right order. I don't think the order particularly matters, but I think it's just going to be easier for me. And then I'll be nicely close to the exits when I do want to get out. Oops, I need to go south. Over the treacherous path. I may just fall off anyway and have to do it. Good old touchscreen controls making it difficult to do these tiny little tasks. And then back up here. To the other teleport. Yeah, a few people have asked me about if I'm using maps. Well, I say a few. Lisa, how you doing? Yeah, she asked me about maps. I have looked at some of the maps for this. And I have quite a good brain for maps. There's a thing called a taxi driver brain. Not that I'm a taxi driver, not that I have a taxi driver brain. But what it is that taxi drivers are known for having huge brains. It's just because of the way they remember like their locations, and it's like their internal mapping skills. It's locked and won't open. Oh, I have to use the key. Rolf, next, small key, used. Container opens. 150 macetas. Yeah, so they have these huge like brains for just remembering locations and maps. And I'm not saying I've got that, but I am very, very good at remembering where I am, my locations and maps and stuff. I normally just drive somewhere once, and that's it. I know exactly where I am, and I can always get back there again. And this has been like years and years and years, in which case it's vaguely in the back of my mind. What's that, up or down? Down, excellent. Yeah, so I need to use the key, Rolf. No, don't want to use my shoes, I want to use my key. Oh, why is it on the second page? Oh, monomite. That's rubbish. Oh, hang on, there was it. No, that's going to go nowhere. yeah. So I'm generally quite good at remembering things, so I don't normally have too much trouble with dungeons in RPGs, because I generally remember where I'm going most of the time, once I've been there once or twice. Especially there's this dungeon here in particular. I've been in it like 3 times now already, going in and out. The first 2 floors I know like the back of my hand, man. So that's the first time I've gone up to the full floor. If I ever come back here, I know exactly where I've got to go. Right, Nye's health is getting actually quite low. She's on 17. I'm going to use an item, and I'm going to use one of Rolf's dimates on Nye. So the monomate does like 20. Oh, 77. Oh, wow, that's like a full heal. Oh, awesome. Right, no more monomites. I'm just going to buy dimates from now on. Right, here we go. Another chest. Item, Rolf. Small keys there at the bottom. Yes, much easier. Container opens. Dynamite. Ooh. Excellente. Right. I'm going to use dynamite for. So I should have one more chest to open. It's very logical, this dungeon. You walk past. You found all these locked chests that were on the floors below you. And then you realise the game meant for those chests to be below you. Because you're supposed to collect them on the way back out as you grind out more monies and more monies. More monies and shit. Right, which one goes down? Yes, that one goes down. Awesome. I don't quite get luck with that. Ooh, another stick of dynamite. Okay, so there's obviously 2 things I need to blow up at some point. Right, so I need to go back to the centre of this floor. Teleport my way down. Got some bees and shit. Yeah. Nine's now on 76 health. I doubt it's a full heal. It's better than like the 20 heal you get from monomites. There's a huge difference in price though. Right, so I'm down here, so I need to get out. Oh. Well, that's all about mapping brain, I just went the wrong way. oh, Bill. Oh, Bill. Why do you do this to yourself? Here we go, north. Oh, excuse me. So, like I said, I've been a bit unwell. Just killing some locusts. West. Go west. Go north. And then go east. There we go. So, I'm now working my way around the outside corridor of the first level. And I shall be out. I shall head back to town. And then I shall head to the next dungeon, as it's just told me in that lovely small letter that I wrote. Is it night? Knee tap? Let's have a look. Seems to be nothing unusual here. Yeah, there isn't, Rolf. Letter. Use. Darm, I have your daughter Tien locked in Nido Tower. So I need to go to Nido Tower, which I know from experience because I've been out that way grinding. Oh yeah, I forgot. You missed about an hour of gameplay, people. Maybe less than an hour. I'd probably say 30 minutes where I just came out of the dungeon. I don't think I was in the dungeon anyway. Yeah, I went all the way to I basically went all the way to the next dungeon just on the map and just wandered around there fighting enemies just to grind a little bit. Got everyone up at least one level and bought a shotgun for Rolf. I can't remember if I did that on the last I might have bought a shotgun for Rolf on the last episode, but yeah, I definitely did a bit of grinding just to get my levels up a little bit. Didn't feel like I was prepared for this tower, but having walked through it just now, yeah, it was a piece of piss. I probably over-leveled myself. Right, I'm out of Shura Dungeon. Yeah. Now I've got a single locust to beat. Ah, no, I just one-shotted it. Excellent. Just get nice and powerful. Right. So I'll just head back to town, heal up, before I head off to the next dungeon. Then I might just call it a day there for today. Ah, where's the exit? Ooh, it's cold today. I have to find somewhere indoors to record these on my lunchtime in future. Unless I get my big puffer to dry out. Still, as the wintry weather begins to set, as autumn rolls into the lovely London. That sounds like rubbish. Yeah, as winter comes in, it's only going to get colder, it's only going to get windier, it's only going to get wetter. So I definitely need to find somewhere where I can play this happily and people won't mind me just chatting away. I'm sure I get a lot of strange looks. I'm not looking. I'm looking at my screen. Ah, man. Fucking counter rank. Can I only save back in pace? Ah, man, I missed the bloody... Go right into the tower and accidentally push right. Moved off to one side. Boom, in the town. Gotta love this game on 2-speed. So that's the teleport station. That's the weapon station. Oh, I can buy my ceramic blade, surely. Yes! Oh my god, I've got 1500 blades. Can I buy 2? Nah. That's bad maths, Bill. Cram knife? C-E-R-A-M. Cram. Anything else there? I'm a little bit short of getting another one. I'm going to say no for now. I'm going to save my cash. Come back and get one in a bit. So... How does that help Rolf? Rolf? So Rolf's currently attack 90. Ooh. Put the knife on his right hand. Drops down 74, so two knives. Two knives should be pretty cool. I'll put the sword back on, so double hand. It gives me 90. Oh, I didn't heal up. Idiota! Question, people. Do I grind and get my second knife? Yeah, I think I will. I think I'll grind for a second knife, see if I've got a bit of cash left over. And 25 insanity. Is there an easy way of seeing how many we're seeing? Got to stay every time. Ah, stay. Yeah, I don't think it'll take me long. I'll grind out. I'll buy my second knife. And then I'll head back to Peso, sell my sword, and then I'll call that a day. And the Fantasy Star grind. Die! Die! This is the end. 25 seconds. Fight me! Fight me! Damn it. Double poisoners. Ooh, 38 seconds. Poisoners, good grind. Oh, there's Nido Tower. I can see it, but there's a barrier blocking me from getting there. And so much more powerful enemies, it can be better experience points than money. 25 seconds. State. 2,500. Another 300 to go. I must be sitting here really still to the sparrow getting awfully close. I'm normally quite timid. 29 Mercedes. Come on. Give me more money. More money, 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 money. Oh, fire ants and bees. Oh, come on, Rudong. Should have done a spray there. God, Rudong's on 94 health when he's on 4 health. He's a bit of a tank. I think there is one mechanic I haven't worked out. I think that's the order that you have your team in. But I'm not really sure how that works. Like I said, I haven't worked out. State? Oh, yeah, order. Rudong. Oh, no. Ah, Rudo's now walking there. Cool. Rudo's at the front of my party now. Oh yeah, and they're all in different positions. Oh wow. They just absolutely slaughtered the enemy. Anyway, 2600. Or 26.5. So, I only need 250 satyrs to go. We gained level? Was it Rolf? I missed it. Damn it. That's why you don't tap. Rolf, level 9. Yes. Yes. Excellent. Well done, Rolf. Good work. 2688. I need another 118 seconds, I believe. 23 seconds. Yes. Less than 100 mistakes to go, people. Because then I head back to town, sell the sword that I've got and whatever other leftover weapons I have, 29 seconds, and buy some dynamites. Dynamites obviously rock. 18 satyr. Come on, you tight bastards. It's annoying I can only sell in the bloody item shop, though. It's a bit useful if I want to buy items. Right, this fight should do it, I think. 6 experience points, 47 Masata, that's definitely tipped me over the edge, people. Yes! 2805. Bang on the money. Okay, this game is no longer about Rolf, it's now about Rudo. He is my main lead. SRAM knife. With Rolf. No, I don't want anything else, I've only got 5 Masatas left. I am officially skinned. Equip Rolf. Rolf. Next. Ceramic knife in his right hand. So 94, he drops down to 78. And if I do the other ceramic knife in his left hand, 98. What? Equip sword. 94. Alright, okay, yeah, so. So I gained a little bit. But hopefully the fact I'm doing 2 hits should be good. So I was kind of doing around. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. No, it's not coming. Oh, I can take my shortcut back to town. Yeah, I took a short video of this when I found it out. There's a little shortcut to get back to the first place. But yeah, Rolf was still doing 26 damage with one hit. And he's doing 2 hits. Sick. Yeah, you can go this way. Let's get back to town. That's not cheating. That's a game mechanic. Oh, I hate that. There's a woman who bloody hangs around outside the hill centre. No, we don't want a hill. In Peso, and she's always in the way of the door. She's such a nuisance. I'm gonna report her to the authorities. Wait, I am the authorities. Item shop. Sell. Buy, buy, buy. Sell, sell, sell. Right, Rudo, what's Rudo got? I don't want a sonic gun anymore. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that was expensive. He's got a lot of Monomite and a shotgun. He's going to Rolf. Sell my sword. 600 Satans, yes. Yes. Sell. Rolf, sell something else. Dynamite. Small key letter. I'm assuming I probably don't need the small key anymore, but I'll keep it for the moment. Right, I can sell her ribbon for 2 Satans. Yep. Sell. What else has I got? Sandals, steel bar, escape pieces. So she is very light on items. So I'm about to fill her up with some dynamite. It's just like Final Fantasy 1. One item at a time. Except you have to choose who's going to carry the bloody thing. Oh, she can't take it. Rolf can take it. It's Phil Rudo. Don't have enough money. Goodbye. There we go. Spent all my money on dynamite. Plus, I've got some dynamite. Oh, walked out, walked in. Right, let's go back to town number 2. Oh, shit, what's time? Ooh, time flies when you're having fun, people. Right. I'll quickly get down to town 2. Hopefully I'll get into a fight. Thank you. Ten seconds. Is that going to be enough? Right, in town 2. Got there with only one fight. That's quick. Hopefully I've got enough money to heal myself. I should have 38 Satans heal. Cost 20 Satans, yes. Awesome. Awesome fucking boobage. There we go. I'm all healed up and all ready to go. Right. I'll make my way to the next dungeon. Yeah, let's get into the next dungeon and I'll call it a day. Day on the racks. Oops, sorry. Got my screen recorder. So I've got to go to Shura and pass round. Let's go slightly west and south and then back east, I think it is. Two poisoners. Oh man, Rolf just absolutely obliterated them. Oh, that was such a good idea to buy those two swords. Right, there's Shura dungeon. 24, 25. Rolf, man. Rolf. You are a bit of a powerhouse, mate. You seem to be weighing laced to everything. Four wasps. 20. Oh my god. Oh, Rolf. You are the... Oh, Rolf, you are a dream. You're a dreamboat, mate. You just absolutely destroyed those wasps, and they were like one of the hardest enemies I was facing earlier on. Oh. Okay, I'm very happy. Here we go. This is the new dungeon. Maybe dynamite can open this door. Alright. Well, hang on, let's put the speed down to normal. Let's enjoy this moment. Assume Rolf's got dynamite, yeah. No, dynamite. 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 Use. Rolf uses dynamite. Oh, they all stand back. Hey, boom. And we're in. Excellent. Okay, let's use a cheeky save state. If my phone restarts or something. And here we are. It's dungeon number 2. I'm catching you up, Rich. I'll play some more tomorrow. Right, let's go.
Yo, this is Corey with the World Is My Burrito podcast, aka Twimby, a personal project where I educate my listeners as I dive into various pop culture topics that alter the world around them, yet somehow fell to the wayside. Do you know who almost single-handedly created the manga industry of today? Which major world event changed the horror film industry as a whole? How did comics affect the world's perception of nuclear energy? Journey with me to learn some random stuff.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.